creating classic software. Well, TV games, which were basically Pong under a variety of different names, thrived for a while. But when it came to writing our own software, a few Fred Harris-inspired boffins aside, nothing much was going on. We really didn't seem to be that computer literate.
Right. What's this?
That's the printer.
But that was all set to change, thanks to this man. Clive Sinclair. His dream, a computer in every British home. Made by Sinclair, hopefully.
The Spectrum, of course, was always black. But this one was white because it was the millionth one made at Dundee. Indeed, the millionth made at all, because they made them all in those days. So that was the 1 millionth Spectrum ever made.
Bought by naive parents to help with your O-levels, all that we actually learnt was how to play games. Our really sad friends even wrote their own. But it was from these fetid teenage bedrooms that the British software industry would finally emerge.